You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 228, When You Need a Guide. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a very important message from Spirit, and as I have mentioned to you previously, I will bring you messages when Spirit puts them on my heart. And I'm starting to feel many messages coming through at this time, so you will be hearing from me more often. I will work very hard to bring them to you. Before I go into that message, I want to give a special shout out to Stacy from South Dakota. Thank you, Stacy, for reaching out to me and letting me know how much you are enjoying this podcast and that it has helped you in some way in your life. I am grateful to you for taking the time to contact me and for showing me your appreciation. It is because of people like you that we keep this podcast going. So thank you so much. And I also want to thank everyone, all of our listeners from around the world who share these messages with friends and loved ones. It is critical that we share these messages at this time because people need to be empowered and guided to the truth, the light within. This is the time of the awakening, and many changes are taking place all around us at this time. We are living in the days that the prophets of old wrote about in the ancient texts. They warned us of a time when darkness would fall on the planet and false prophets would appear to lead humanity astray. There are many who fit into this category, bringing messages to humanity that are meant to deceive and to disempower. They desire for you to remain in extreme ignorance. And so they hide the truth and confuse the facts, all because they have come to deceive you. So if you have not developed your ability to discern truth from falsehood, then you will have a very difficult time making it through this dark time safely. You will fall victim to many deceptions, because we are surrounded by wolves in sheep's clothing. And though they may say they're here to help and truth, they desire nothing good for you. These are the same demons that gave the Native Americans blankets full of smallpox as a gift. They are masters of deception, so never forget that. You have to learn how to tap into your inner guidance and how to feel your way through this darkness, to inherently be guided by the light that is within you. One way to discern light from darkness is to realize that light takes you to higher states of consciousness, where you are empowered by information, not disempowered or imprisoned by it. Light comes to expand you, to free you, and darkness comes to control you, to enslave you, by using tools of fear and manipulation. Their ultimate goal is to have complete control over you. The dark ones want to keep you in a state of ignorance and slavery, and this is why they hide the truth, because the truth will empower you, and it will reveal them for the liars that they are. And once you are empowered, they can no longer control you. When masses are empowered, that creates a threat to those who want to control you. So now let's hear what Spirit has to say about this message, When You Need a Guide. For those of you who have followed this podcast for years, you know that Spirit has been trying to prepare us for the time that we are living in now. We have been warned of many things, and some things are still to come. But we have been given great wisdom from Spirit to help us prepare and to make it through. And so Spirit is continuing to bring us more guidance at this time for those of us who choose to listen. Following this advice could mean the difference between life or death, freedom or enslavement. It's that serious. Now, Spirit says that when you are in unknown territory, you need a guide. You need someone who knows how to navigate through that terrain, to guide you to safety. And now humanity has entered into unknown territory. We are experiencing, as a collective, the dark night of the soul. And because of this, many are lost and have no idea what is really going on. And this feeling of confusion only grows worse when you have not developed your ability to tune in. So if you don't know how to hear or feel your inner guidance, then you will be at a loss today, and you will play right into the hands of the devil. Spirit has told us many times that fear and confusion are the tools for the devil, and they use these to keep you distracted so you cannot focus on what is really going on. They are masters of deception, and they use the television and the media to create distractions and illusions. Just about everything you see on TV is a lie. This is how they continue to trick humanity and distract you so that you will go along with their evil plans to destroy you. They are demons, and they mean you no good. They pretend to be your friend, but in truth, they are your arch enemy, a true reflection of your inner darkness that has gone completely out of control. It's time to wake up and to take your power back. Now, Spirit wants you to think of yourself as being on a journey. And in truth, we really are on a spiritual journey. And at this point in our journey, we must now move through our dark forest in order to reach the other side, which is your soul path. You must move through your inner darkness before you can do the light work that you were born to do on this planet. You cannot get to your soul path until you face your darkness and heal it. This darkness resides within you. And once you successfully pass this phase of your spiritual journey, your spiritual test, the light of your soul will be revealed to you. Now, this is happening for everyone on the planet at this time. And this is the reason for the darkness that is outside of us. It's our reflection. This manifestation had to happen in order for us to become aware of how out of control our darkness has become. And this is the reason why Spirit has given us the cleansing of the shadow through Sergio and the ancient Toltecs, because we all must make this journey at this time to cleanse our shadow. Everything that happens outside of us is only a mirror of the spiritual journey that we are having within us. It's all an illusion. And so it's up to you to do the work to heal this dark aspect of yourself in order to change the reality outside of you. We all must do this because it is a collective dream that we are having. From the very first episode, Spirit has been teaching us about our power to change our reality. But the key is, we must go within in order to change that which is without. This is why Spirit has stressed over and over again the need for us to overcome our fears, because the devil uses our fears against us. And this is what they are doing right now. So it is clear that people are not overcoming their fears, and especially the fear of death, or else we would not be experiencing this at this time. Now, Spirit says that it is better that you face your shadow head on through the process of cleansing your shadow, as opposed to allowing your darkness to manifest in a physical way. Because then it is more difficult to get you to see that it is really your reflection. We have not been taught that what we call reality is an illusion, and that it's only a mirror of what is within us. These are the teachings from the ancients, and some of the ancients realized how significant this information was and is for humanity. So they taught it to the mystery school initiates so that it would not be lost over time. Now this information has reemerged for us to use today to free ourselves from this collective nightmare. The ancient Toltecs knew that a dark time was going to fall on our planet, and there really was no way around it. So they became masters of the dream state and how to work with the shadow energy. This was done in order to assist us at this time to empower us with the knowledge of how to shift our reality. We must all pass this initiation by cleansing our shadow and by taming the deepest, darkest part of ourselves. Spirit says some will do this willingly and others unwillingly. It is a collective dream, so it will take a certain number of us to perform the cleansing of the shadow before we can completely shift the dream. Meanwhile, we are having an effect, and the effect will grow stronger as more of us perform the cleansing. Now, Spirit is comparing the time that we are living in to a dark forest, and when we successfully pass through this forest, we will be ready to birth a new earth. It will be a new beginning. The ancients referred to this as the passing through of the nine underworlds, of which Earth is the ninth. And depending on which ancient text you read, it will be referred to by many names. But what is important at this time is that once we make it through this test, we will get to decide what the new Earth will look like. But if we fail our test and fall back into old patterns of fear and laziness, then what we will create for humanity will not be good. This is why so many have come to warn us about this time that we are living in now, because it is so important for us to do this work, to cleanse our shadow and to heal this darkness. We must be reminded that we are on a spiritual journey, and that we are witnessing a mirror of our inner darkness. We must see this in order to bring about a healing for the new earth. We are cleansing our darkness in order to birth a new reality, a beautiful reality. And those of us who can navigate through this darkness and not be consumed by it will be the forebearers of the new earth. So if you go back and listen to episode 179, Your Dark Forest, you'll see that we began to introduce the dark forest as being a reflection of your fears. And now we are moving deeper into the forest in order to understand and understand our deeper shadow energies. We are traveling through the depths of our unconscious, the part of us that we are unaware of, and therefore we are traveling through unknown territory, and we need a guide. So if you don't know how to tune in and listen to the guidance of your higher self, then you need to find someone who does. And when you hear the messages of Spirit, they will always resonate with you and empower you, because we are truly one being having this collective experience. If you cannot discern the voice of Spirit, then you will surely fall prey to the many lies and snares that have been laid out for you. And this is why Spirit says you have to find a trustworthy guide who knows how to navigate through the dark forest to get you safely to the other side. You need someone you can trust who has proven themselves to be a good guide up to this point. The times we are living in are very serious, and this is no time to play around. This is where we are today, collectively, moving through our dark forest, or we can consider it the jungle of the underworlds, and we all need to pass through safely. This is a treacherous time, and many are calling out to you for you to follow them as they plan to lead you to your death. These are the vandals, the thieves, the evil ones who work so hard to get you to trust and believe in them. Then they lead you astray and eventually to your death and destruction. This is already happening on the planet today Many have followed these wolves in sheep's clothing, and they have been tricked into taking poisonous substances into their bodies, and they are now being led into a deep, dark place in the forest, intentionally being left there to die. These demons have abandoned millions after the people trusted them. Today, countless are dead and others are physically maimed with nowhere to turn for help. This is what Spirit was trying to warn us about. But we do have answers, family. We do have answers. More is coming. For now, Spirit says that it is time for you to listen, to stop trying to get out of doing the work, and begin to take your life into your own hands. This is why Spirit has guided us to Sergio for the ancient Toltec wisdom of cleansing the shadow. So if you haven't started with your shadow work yet, then time is of the essence. Please get started right away. We all need to be doing this. As Spirit said, we can do this willingly or be forced to confront our shadow, which manifests as dark entities trying to take over our planet, as well as different forms of sickness, destruction, loss of property, wealth, and so much more. These are all manifestations of our shadow energy, and all of this can and will be healed when you begin to do the work. I look forward to our next discussion. Until then, please share these messages with everyone that will listen. I leave you in peace, and in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.